This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
Before you think you tuned into the wrong show, let me tell you that while we aren't going to be discussing Scam 1992, we are going to be talking about something that relates to the stock markets. No, we aren't going to give you stock picks either. For that, you need to pick up your copy of ET. What we are talking about is the decision by the Securities and Exchange Board of India, or SEBI, to shorten the settlement cycle from T plus 2 or trade plus 2 to T plus 1 or trade plus 1.
The market regulator SEBI has given exchanges the option to roll out T plus 1 settlement cycle. I mean, right now the settlement for stocks we follow is T plus 2, which is trading day plus 2 day. The second day is when the pay in payout happens. The market regulator is essentially now saying that exchanges can decide which stocks they want to offer T plus 1 settlement on.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of The Morning Brief. I'm your host, Diya Rekhi. To begin with, let me give you some context about what T plus anything means. So the day you make a transaction is called the trade date or T day. When you buy a share, the same will reflect in your DMAT account by the end of T plus 2 days. So for instance, if I decided to buy 1,000 shares of Infosys, which is wishful thinking on my part, but just for the sake of this example, let's run with it. If I bought 1,000 shares of Infosys at 1,717 rupees on Monday, those shares would reflect in my account by Wednesday under the current settlement cycle. What SEBI is trying to do is shorten this cycle to ensure that those shares reflect in my account by Tuesday. But how do we get to T plus 2 in the first place, you ask? For that, we depend on ET's associate editor and in-house news hound, Sugato Ghosh.
Well, one can view the entire post-liberalization history of the Indian stock market through the prism of shortening settlement cycle. Because when the Harshad Mehta scam broke, we had a fortnightly cycle. That is, and that too for specified scripts. And for rest of the shares, it was a 30-day cycle. So there were delays, defaults, payment difficulties, and often the settlement took more than a month. I mean, later, when you used to look back, looking back at that era, describing it, people used to call that system T plus kuch bhi, because it's like T plus anything. It can stretch to 1 month or 2 months. From there, we moved to a weekly system first. But even then, the process took almost 10 days. It was shortened to T plus 5, subsequently to T plus 3. And then finally, in April 2003, when Vajpayee was the SEBI chief, SEBI pushed for a T plus 2 system. But the banking system then and many investors were not exactly prepared for it. So what happened is that many brokers, they took this power of attorney from the investors so that to meet the T plus 2 cycle. And in the process, they ended up misusing. So there were a lot of complaints later. But the flip side of that was that this T plus 2 system actually forced RBI to reform the payment system. So what we see now, RTGS, NEFT, 24/7, instantaneous transfers of money, all these things owe their origin to T plus 2. From there to T plus 1 is another step, but that's a very big step.
If you're one of those like me who feel if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you must be wondering what is the significance of doing this when the T plus 2 settlement cycle is working out just fine. Well, it's quite simple actually. SEBI says that a shortened settlement cycle would mean that domestic investors stand to benefit. Today, a seller cannot demand payment for at least 2 days, while buyers have to wait for the same amount of time for the stocks to reflect in their account.
One good thing that will come out of it is that you get your money early, the risks of trading, they come down. So moving from T plus 2 to T plus 1, the biggest thing is that the settlement risks as such, as they say, it comes down significantly. Also, the the opportunity cost, as they say. That is also something which will, because if you get the money early, you are in a position to trade more. So these are the two advantages, immediate advantages that we see. Other than that, it will be normal. But most importantly, it will be the lower risk to the overall system.
That was ET Senior Editor Markets, Nishant Vasudevan, who, by the way, is also your go-to person for stock picks. But there's more to all of this.
What I feel is that the SEBI chairman wants to leave a good legacy. If you recall, most SEBI chairmen, they have left their mark on the institution with a certain doses of reforms. For instance, D.R. Mehta brought in DMAT. C.B. Bhave, he shook up the entire mutual fund industry. G.N. Bajpai in 2003, he pushed for T+2 settlement, the system we have now, even though it had certain unintended consequences, but nonetheless it did. So probably Mr. Tyagi, the current SEBI chief, he wants to put in place T+1 before his term ends in February next year. That could be the immediate trigger I can think of.
When it was reduced from T+3, T+2, in 2003, there is a need to further reduce it. And with this, another argument would be that when we increase the margin, which is for the safety of everyone, so those people they have the right to receive whatever they purchased as quickly as possible. Otherwise, that margin amount will be kept for more than one day. There will be there are possibilities of default.
That was Ajay Tyagi, chairman of SEBI. While domestic investors have welcomed this decision, foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, aren't particularly gung-ho about it. FPIs are an important component of the stock markets. FPI investments into India are being driven from the US, Singapore, Mauritius, Luxembourg, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Japan, Canada, and many more countries. Akshay Thakur Desai, head of Security Services India for BNP Paribas, spoke to ET in July and said that the total number of registered FPIs crossed over 10,000 in March 2021. He went on to add that the total investments hit $595 billion as compared to $332 billion in March 2020.
Actually, the ones who are opposing it are the FPIs. At least on the face of it, that is how it looks. All FPIs are not concerned. If at all, there are only a section of FPIs who are concerned, maybe from Canada or the US. The concern is about pre-funding of trades. How do you bring in the funding before the trade happens and the currency risks that are attached to it? But that is not really a big concern because majority of them are already doing pre-funding of trades in their derivatives and their IPO in while bringing money for IPOs. So more than the FPIs, it is actually the custodian banks, the foreign banks, which handle the trades of FPIs, which are more concerned. Because a faster settlement over here, that means that they'll have to work around the clock. They will have to hire more people. That would actually mean a hit on their profit margins. That said, it is also true that, you know, all these custodian banks are going to pass on the costs to FPIs. But at this juncture, it doesn't look like FPIs are going to stop trading in India because of T+1, because more than anything else, India is an important market for them, which they cannot ignore given what is happening in China.
But FPIs have made a representation to SEBI, and here's what SEBI chief Ajay Tyagi had to say.
For FPIs, we receive the representations, but so we have said that it is left to the exchanges to decide as to which scripts will move from T+2 to T+1 starting from 1st January 2022. And we also realized that FPIs actually, by the way, in one of the exchanges, in fact, FPIs participation in the cash market turnover is around 5%. So 95% of the people who are participating or the investors are domestic investors.
SEBI has left it to the exchanges to decide whether or not to go ahead with the T+1 settlement cycle. This is where things get tricky because while the BSE has been receptive to the change, the NSE is dragging its heels.
Yes, we are already sensing it. There are different feelers that BSE is willing to start T+1 any day. They don't have any problem. The resistance here is coming from NSE, and understandably so, because FPIs are largely in NSE and not in BSE. So BSE, we don't have any information, but we can only guess, is that BSE as a business strategy, it is obvious for them to think that if they can put in place T+1, they can drive away some volumes of prop trades, local traders, even domestic financial institutions towards BSE. So if that liquidity moves, then BSE will have a leg up. And liquidity, as you know, is the lifeblood of an exchange. An exchange which captures liquidity is the winner. So after a long time, BSE has smelled a winning chance. So it's very eager to put in place the T+1.
But there is one aspect that's confusing investors. There could be certain stocks that are T+1 and others that are T+2 on the same exchange. Not just that, there could be one script or stock that is T+1 on one exchange and T+2 on another. Sounds confusing, right? I thought so too.
It won't really cause too much of a confusion from a transaction point of view for investors or for traders who are executing trades. But let's say that tomorrow there are issues with clearing corporations and with exchanges in their systems, like how it happened for the recent implementation of the tightened margin rules. If that happens, the repercussions could be felt even on investors, you know, people who are executing.
SEBI has said stock markets can usher in the T+1 settlement cycle for equity transactions from January 1st, 2022. But the larger question is, are we ready?
So then the question is that how will settlements happen? By settlements, I mean interoperability. What interoperability means is that it is a mechanism where trades done on one exchange can be settled on the other. Okay, so this means that a trade done on NSE can be settled through BSE. Both NSE and BSE have separate clearing corporations. The question is that if, let's say, on one exchange, a stock is being settled T+1, that means the next day, and the same stock is being settled on the other exchange T+2, which is 2 days after the trade happens. How will the settlement happen? So brokers like Zerodha, Nitin Kamath and others, they have raised this issue and they are waiting for some clarity on this front. So I guess the time that has been given till Jan 21st, a lot of these issues will be sorted out.
Well, it's a tough deadline because if one exchange, as Nishant said, starts with a certain set of stocks, another exchange doesn't do it, the market will be fragmented, which is not the best thing to happen. But what has kind of confused and surprised many people is the hurry at which SEBI has moved on this entire thing. SEBI had constituted a group to come out with a report on rolling out T+1. Now, unlike the customary procedure in SEBI, where all reports are put on public domain and market participants are asked to give their feedback, the report has never been disclosed. And within a week of submission of the report, SEBI came out with the circular. And more importantly, the FPIs or the custodian banks or the industry bodies of FPIs who represent them, they were not part of the committee, despite the fact that foreign portfolio investors, whether we like it or not, they are a significant part of our market. So they didn't have a voice in that committee. So this is what has put them off. They said that, are we really prepared? Shouldn't you be giving us more time?
While on the surface, a shortened settlement cycle seems like a good idea, there have been mixed reactions to it. What remains to be seen is what the exchanges decide to do. But before we leave you, we did a small segment where we asked people about what they thought of this move, and here are their responses.
Hello, this is Disha Shah. I am a finfluencer and have a YouTube page called Moolah and an Instagram page called Moolah for You, where I talk about saving, investing, making money as a young, just out of college student. As a retail long-term investor, I don't see too much of a change in my decision-making based on this decision. But I do know that a T+1 cycle gives me a little more leeway in case I do choose to sell my shares for any particular emergency. I know that T+1 is a much easier cycle to rely on, because as a student, sometimes you end up not calculating your monthly expenses properly and want to pull out or sell earlier than decided. But it is going to be confusing if BSE chooses T+1 and NSE chooses T+2, because then you're constantly changing between the exchanges while buying and selling based on the settlement cycles. I think it'll take a while, but I'm happy that SEBI has chosen T+1, because as a retail investor, I don't see too many cons, but a lot more pros.
Hi, this is Rajesh Baheti. I'm a director at ANMI, which is Association of National Exchanges Members of India, the largest brokers body in the country. SEBI's recent announcement of allowing a T+1 settlement with effect from Jan 2022 has been made voluntary, which could be a problem because different exchanges and different securities will then have different settlements. We've just introduced interoperability in our exchanges, and this would go for a toss. Besides, there are rightful concerns by the FPIs because the FPI community come from as far away as Wellington in New Zealand to maybe San Francisco in United States, and they all operate across different time zones. So it would be difficult for them to pre-plan everything, given the fact that if the settlement takes place on T+1 day, some of these FPIs may not have any time at all to transfer their funds.
Hi, I'm Gop Kumar, MD CEO for Axis Securities. The way we look at it from a compliance and from a operations perspective, I think industry should be ready about it. I think we are also ready on that. And it's a welcome change. We do believe there's an opportunity in terms of improving the liquidity in the market. And we're all looking forward. Let's see how it shapes up.
Here's what Janak Bhatija, chartered accountant and active investor, had to say.
And as a domestic investor, especially the retail investors, it really helps one to have better liquidity with a quicker settlement of funds into our accounts on one hand and faster delivery of shares into our DMAT account on the other. So although the primary benefit would go to the large institutional investors, but even as the small retail investors, the liquidity really helps lower margin requirements with brokers and take more positions. So that helps us to be more efficient in trading. But on the flip side, it could also lead to more volatility with more funds chasing the same stocks. But overall, I think it's a great move by SEBI in keeping up with the times.
If India chooses to adopt the T+1 settlement cycle, we will be the only other global market, apart from China, to do so. The US, UK, Singapore, Japan all have a T+2 settlement cycle. We'll have to wait and watch what the exchanges decide to do. You've been listening to The Morning Brief, and I'm your host, Diya Rekhi, signing off. This episode was coordinated and edited by Anjali Venugopalan, and the audio production was done by Swati Joshi. If you liked this episode, please make sure to share it on your social media. The Morning Brief drops every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, so make sure to tune in. Take care and have a great day. All external sound clips belong to the original owner. Credits mentioned in the description.